Moving on now, the companies that spend millions trying to get inside the minds of consumers are using a new tool to do it. Marketing firms are employing the latest MRI scanners to see how people's brains respond to new products and advertisements. NPR's John Hamilton reports on an emerging field called neuromarketing.
Perhaps the best-known neuromarketing study so far came from a researcher who was still in high school. Latney Montague was working in her father's lab during the summer. He asked her to find out why some people prefer Coke while others prefer Pepsi. Latney's father happens to be Reed Montague, who runs the neuroimaging lab at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He says they decided to conduct a high-tech version of the Pepsi Challenge.
Coke and Pepsi were basically brown fizzy sugar water, but in different people, they create a very different subjective preference response, hence the Coke machine and the Pepsi machine. And we wondered whether we could image that.
So the Montagues put volunteers in a type of MRI scanner that shows levels of activity in various parts of the brain. The volunteers drank Coke or Pepsi, while the machine monitored their responses. At first, the volunteers didn't know which soda they were getting, and Pepsi proved much better than Coke at lighting up areas of the brain associated with rewards. Then they ran the experiment again, this time letting people know which brand they were drinking. Montague says that when people knew they were getting Coke, their brains lit up dramatically, not only in the reward areas, but also in areas associated with motivation and a person's sense of self.
The most remarkable thing was that there was no such response with Pepsi at all. There was no effect of the Pepsi label on people's behavior, nor on their brain response. So, for whatever reason, Coke's message has insinuated itself in the nervous systems, at least of the subject pool that we had, and in such a manner that we can image it and we can see a strong behavioral effect of it.
Jerry Zaltman is a marketing expert at Harvard. He says Latney Montague's project explains why Pepsi beats Coke in taste tests but still loses at the cash register.
The brand name itself confers added dimension to the experience so that when you drink a beverage that says Coca-Cola, you have a different and often preferable experience to when you drink a beverage that says Pepsi-Cola.
A nifty piece of neuroscience, especially for a high school student. But Zaltman says it didn't take an MRI study to know there was more than taste involved in decisions about soft drinks. He says brain scans are still a pretty crude way of figuring out what consumers are thinking, and neuromarketing itself has been the subject of too much marketing hype. Zaltman is especially skeptical of talk that technology will someday reveal a buy button in the brain and teach marketers how to push it.
I don't think there is such a thing or place as the buy button. And to suggest that there's one place in the brain that if you can activate it will cause people to behave this way or that way is just not consistent with good science.
Okay, it's not that simple. No ad is going to force people to grab Coke when they really want Pepsi. On the other hand, companies know that behavior originates in the brain and can be influenced by the right kind of advertising.
And I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. It's the real thing.
Ads like that one have apparently hit a neural sweet spot. Other efforts have been less successful. It's not surprising that some major companies are interested in using neuromarketing studies to test what will work and what won't. Several new firms have appeared to serve the neuromarketing market. One of these is Brighthouse Neurostrategies Group in Atlanta. Justine Mose says the company's team of scientists can help companies learn things about consumers that they won't learn from focus groups or surveys.
A lot of what motivates our behavior is going on at a subconscious level. Either we're not able to articulate it or we're not aware of it.
Mo says brain scans provide hints about what's going on in the subconscious. And she says that could help companies like Coca-Cola avoid making incorrect assumptions.
They thought for years that people bought Coke because of taste. So they came out with new Coke, which performed better in taste tests, and it failed miserably. And it just highlights the inherent limitations of the tools that are available to them.
Mo says neuromarketing is still in its infancy. Scientists have conducted only a handful of studies so far, and time on the latest MRI machines is still so expensive that studies rarely include more than a few dozen consumers. Reed Montague at Baylor says he has little doubt that brain scans will eventually help companies understand what marketing is doing to consumers' brains.
What it doesn't answer is, well, why? What was done differently? What is it about the message? Is it something trivial like the colors that are used, or the sound of the name, or the other images that are associated with it?
For now, those questions will have to be answered by people in marketing departments. John Hamilton, NPR News.